Okay, today's Daf for Shabbat, Daf Pei Tet. We are at the top of Pei Tet, Amud Aleph, continuing with different agadatas about Matan Torah. Vamar Yeshua ben Levi, b'shashi yarad Moshe m'lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, ba satan ve'amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, Torah heichan hi. Right, so at the time when Moshe left Kadosh Baruch Hu, he asked, the satan came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and asked, where is the Torah? Where is your Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amar lo, natati la aretz. And so God told the Satan, I gave it to the land. Halach etzel eretz. Amar lo, Torah heichan hi. Amar lo, Elohim hevin darka. So he asked the land, where's the Torah? And he said, well, God knows where it is. I don't really know where it is. Halach etzel yam, v'amar lo, eini madi. Halach etzel tehom, amar lo, ein bi. Shneamar tehom, amar lo, bi hi. V'yam amar, eini madi. Right, so he went to the sea, and he went to the depths, and the sea said it's not with me, the depths said it's not with me. As it stated, the depths said it is not, the depths said it is not in me, and the sea said it is not with me. Avdon v'mavet amrubaz nenu shamu shima. So then destruction and death said, we heard it. We heard that it's, we heard from it. Chazav amar lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, chibas b'chol haaretz v'lo matatiya. So he went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, I looked all over the world, I couldn't find it. Amar lo, lechetzel ben Amram. So it says, well, you should go to the son of Amram. Halach etzel Moshe Amar lo Torah shenatan lecha Kadosh Baruch Hu heichan hi. So the Satan went to Moshe and said, okay, where is the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you? Amar lo v'chi ma ani shenatan li Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe badayata. Right? So Moshe said, who am I that God would have given me the Torah? He says to the Satan. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, are you kidding? Are you joking around? You know that I gave you the Torah. Amar lefanav rabono shel olam, chamura genuza yesh lach sha'ata mishashah ba b'chol yom, ani achzik tova la'atzmi. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, hoyol mi'atz ta'atzmecha, atikra al shimcha, zichru Torat Moshe, avdi. Right? So Moshe says, I know that you gave it to me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't in my merit that you gave it to me. It was out of your generosity that you gave it to me. So it's still appropriate to say, who am I that God would have given me the Torah? Because yeah, I'm no one that God would have given me the Torah. It's just that God chose to give it to me anyway. But that's not to say that I'm someone who merits God having given me the Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because you have diminished yourself, made yourself small in this matter, instead of saying, well, I'm such a great person that God gave me the Torah, I'm going to call the Torah by your name. And then from that point, and then God said that, remember the Torah of Moshe. It's called on Moshe's name because he diminished himself and didn't take credit or didn't take personal, credit by saying he was so great. And that's why he received the Torah. Moshe ain't shalom b'yircha. Right, so when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, he saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu was writing the crowns above the letters, and he didn't say anything. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Are there? Do they not say hi where you're from? People don't greet one another." Amar lefanav klum yesh evet shenoten shalom rabo. And the Moshe said, "Is it really appropriate that there's a slave who says who greets his master? He has to wait for the master to greet him." Amar lo el chala. Azraini miyad amar lo v'ata yigadel na koach aduni kasher dibarta. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, well, you didn't have to say shalom, but you could have offered your assistance to me. And so immediately Moshe said that Moshe offered words of praise and encouragement for Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying that that his strength may be amplified. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi my dichtiv v'yar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe. So what does it mean that which they said that the nation saw that Moshe delayed in his returning from Har Sinai? Atikri boshesh elabau shesh. Right. So don't read boshesh delayed. Rather that six have come, meaning 6 hours, 6 hours into the day. So when Moshe went up, he said, after 40 days, I'm coming back in the sixth hour. Lasof arba'im yom. Ba satan ve'ibrevet ha'olam. So after 40 days, according to the Klal Yisrael's count of 40 days, and not Moshe's count of 40 days, the one which counts the day that he left, Amar Lehen Moshe Rabchem Heichanu Amar Lo Alalamarom Amar Lehen Baushesh Velo Ishgicholav. Right? So if Satan said to Klal Yisrael, Satan came and kind of confused the world to kind of make problems. They said to Klal Yisrael, your leader Moshe, where is he? And they said, oh, you know, he went up to Shemaim. They said, well, 6 hours have passed and he didn't return. That's a problem. But they didn't really pay much attention to him. So he said, you know, actually what happened to him? He died. But they didn't pay any attention to the Satan. They didn't believe him. Then the Satan showed them an image of Moshe being taken away deceased. And that's when they went to Aaron, and that's what they meant when they said ki ze Moshe ha'ish. Why would they be saying ze Moshe? What ze is something you say when you're pointing at something in front of you. Ze Moshe, this Moshe, right? Not something that you're just referring to in an abstract sense or far away from you. So ze Moshe implies that they're looking at him. They're pointing to something. They're pointing to this image that Satan showed him. Amar le ha'humer abanan l'rokana mishmi alach ma'ay Har Sinai. So has anyone heard what exactly Har Sinai means? Why it's called Har Sinai? Amar le har shenasu bo nisim. Oh yeah, it's a har that it's a mountain that miracles nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. Well, then it should have said Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. Ela har shenasa siman tov liYisrael. Har Simanai mi baile. Rather, it's because this is a sign where good tidings were given, or good mazal was given to, good signs were given to Klal Yisrael. That's why al shem hasiman, it's called Har Sinai. Har Simanai mi baile. Then it should have been called the mountain of Simanai, not the mountain of Sinai. Says, why don't you frequently come learn from Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua, and sorry, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, who talk about these agadic agadic terms a lot, and they discuss, you know, why they discuss why different things are called different things. And Darshan Be'agarata, Jervchiz de Varaba Breder of Huna, Damri Tarvayu, my Har Sinai, Har Shiarda, Sina Lod of Kachavim Alav. Right? Because they both say together that what is Har Sinai? It's the Har, it's the mountain that Sin, that hatred came down for Ovde Kachavim, for idol worshippers. Vahainu Damar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Chamisha Shemot, Yeshlo. And that's what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, that Har Sinai, that this area that they were referring to, it really has five different names. Midbar Tzin, Shinitabu Yisrael Alav. Right? It's called Midbar Tzin al shem because they were commanded upon it. Nitztavu, right? Midbar Kadesh shenit kadshu Yisrael alav. Why is it called the wilderness of Kadesh? Because that's where Klal Yisrael was sanctified. Kadesh, right? Kedmo midbar Kedmo, the wilderness of Kedmo shenatna keduma alav. Because the thing that was before all other things, meaning the Torah, which predated everything, was given upon it. Right? Then you have midbar Paran, the wilderness of Paran sheparu v'rabu alei Yisrael. Because that's where, because Klal Yisrael was greatly increased there. Midbar Sinai, she already seen all of the Chavim Alav. Right? So, and then Midbar Sinai, because that's where hatred for Ovde Kochavim, for idol worshippers, came down upon. Umashmo, what was its name? Meaning, it was called those five things, its nicknames. What was it actually called? Chorev Shemo. It was actually called Chorev. Pligat Rabbi Abahu, Dama Rabbi Abahu, Har Sinai Shemo, Valamikra Shemo Chorev, Shiar Da Churba Lov De Kochavim Alav. Right? And then, and Rabbi Abahu argued and said that no, actually it was called Har Sinai, and why was it called, and why was Chorev one of the nicknames? Because that's where, destruction came to idolaters upon Har Sinai, basically with the commandment not to worship idols. Minayin She Koshrin Lashon Shel Zahorit, back to the Mishnah, right? That we tie a red string around the Seir Lazazel, right? So kishani mi baile, right? Why do we say if we're talking about a white string, right? Or if we're talking about a red string that turns white, then you know what we should have said? That's the chut hashani, not the chut hashanim. Why would you say shanim? In reference to this strip, it's unnecessarily in the plural. Kishani mi baile, right? So it should have said a string of, should have said a string, a red string. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Im Yu Chatateichem Keshanim Halalu Shesdurot Uvaot Mishishin Mei Bereshit Vad Achshav Keshelag Yelbinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a reference to was that if your Averot will be like the years, I mean like the years up until now, in that they had started and never ceased. Meaning, if you had been sinning for all this time and you continuously sin and you never stop sinning, even still, I will atone for you. I'll forgive you. Darash Rava Maidichtiv Lechuna Venich Venivachicha Yomar Hashem Lechuna Bouna Mibayile Amar Hashem Mibayile. What is that which is written? Go now, go now. And argue it out, Hashem, this is what Hashem will say, right? It should have said, come now, because God is instructing you to come and not to go, and it should have said, that Hashem says and not that Hashem will say, right? That would be the more reasonable read. Lati edlavo yomar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael lechu etzel avoteichem viyochichu itechem, right? So rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, in the future, you should go, not to me, but to your forefathers, so that they can rebuke you for all that you've done. V'yomar lefanav, ribono shel olam, etzel min elech, etzel Avram, she'amarta lo yodea teita, velo bikesh rachamim aleinu. So they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who should we go to get Musar, who should we go to get Teochacha, that we can be comfortable going to? Should we go to Avram? You told him that we're going to be enslaved for 400 years, and he didn't even ask for rachamim, didn't ask for mercy. We can trust that we're going to go to Avram, and he's going to give us rebuke, and it's not going to end terribly for us. He didn't ask rachamim for us. Etzel Yitzchak shebirach et Esav vayakasher tarid velo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Right, and should we go to Yitzchak, who says to Esav that you're going to be able to rise up against your brother, but he doesn't meaning he tells Esav that you're going to be able to strike your brother, rise up against him, turn the tables on him, and he didn't ask for rachamim for Klal Yisrael, that he shouldn't be able to do so. It's Yaakov Shamar Delo, Anochi Eredi Mechamim Yitzrayma, Avilubikesh Rachamim Alenu. Should we go to Yaakov Avinu, who you basically reference to him, there will be multiple exiles, and Yaakov Avinu doesn't request rachamim, doesn't request mercy for us. We should go to him and ask for rebuke. None of them are going to have empathy for us in order to make sure that we're not destroyed entirely by our sins. It's the mina lech achshav yomar Hashem amar lein gadosh baruch hu hoil v'tlitam et atzmichem bi im yuchatatechem geshanim geshalag yalbinu. So Gadosh Baruch Hu said basically kol hakavod, since you have entirely entrusted me with your well being and not put your continued existence based on your zchut avot or based on your relationship with the avot. Rather, you said that I am the only one who can come and atone for you. I'm the only one that you can trust. I'm the only one who you can truly, lay your fate in, and you don't rely upon the avot to do everything for you. Since you're entirely trusting in me, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to see to it that your avonot are forgiven for. Right? So we see that the power of the unique relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that if we express that we embrace the unique relationship that exists between the two of us without overly being dependent upon, oh, it's Zchut Avot, oh, forgive me because of Avraham, forgive me because of Yitzchak, forgive me because of Yaakov, this tzaddik should daven for me. Go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's your Father in Heaven. He's the only one that he has an uncompromising interest in your atonement. Go to him and express that you're sorry, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to atone for you. You don't need anyone else's assistance. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonatan, Maidichtiv Kiyat Avinu. What does it mean? Because you are our father, he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Avram lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Right? Because Avraham we don't know, and Israel, Yaakov, doesn't recognize us. Right? Ata Hashem Avinu golenu me'olam shimecha. Right? You Hashem are our Redeemer, and your name is forever. Latid lavo yomar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu le Avram banecha chaduli amar levan Avram Rosh Olam yimchu et kedushat shimcha yimchu al kedushat shimecha. right? What does that mean? In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will say to Avram, you know, your sins, your children, sinned terribly towards me. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, well, you know, for the sake of the sanctity of your own name and the preservation of your own name, you really can't have Klal Yisrael sinning so much. So you should wipe them out. Amar, Amar Leli Yaakov, Dehavale Tzar Gidul Banim. Right? So he says, I should really go to Yaakov, who has, who experienced, you know, great difficulty raising children, so he'll understand you really can't come to hate your children regardless of what they do to you. Efshar debai rachamim alayhu, so that Yaakov will ask for rachamim. Amar le, said Yaakov, banecha chatu, so he says to Yaakov, you know, your children, they sinned greatly against me. And so Yaakov says, well, for the sanctity of your own name, to preserve the sanctity of your own name, you should really wipe them out. He says, okay, well, I see that the elder, can't give me a good reason, and the younger cannot give me good advice. Right? Right, so then Yitzchak says to him, oh, my children sin to you? What about your children? Because at the time that they said Nasa v'nishma, you were so oppressed, so proud, that you said, look at my children, look at my firstborn children. So lichora, when we're doing something good, you're very proud to announce that they are your children. Now they do something bad, they're my children all of a sudden, they're your children too. Right, really, they are your children, they're not, so now you want to say that they're my children, not your children? The od kamachatu, and then Yitzchak said, and really, how much do they really sin? Kamashnotav shel adam shivim shana. So how much does a person live? 7 years. Dal esrin delo anash talayhu. Right. So the first 20, you don't get punishments for. Pashulu Chamishin, right? You have 50 years left. Dal Esrin Chamisha Dililota, right? So you have 25 of those years are at night, presumably you're sleeping. So you couldn't be doing anything wrong. Pashulu Esrin Chamisha, so you have 25 left. Dal, Trese, Tarte Sre Upalga, Ditsaluye Umechal, Udebe Kise, right? So then take out another 12 and a half, which are spent, davening, eating, and going to the bathroom. Right, Pashulu, Tracere Upalge. Right, so then you have 12 and a half years left. Imata sovelat kulam mutav. If you're willing to take 12 and a half years of sinning, which is really not all that much, upon yourself, that's fine. Dimlav palga alai upalga alecha. And if not, I'll split it with you. I'll take the burden of half of their sins. You take the burden of the other half. Vimtetse lomar kulam alai ha krivat navshi kamecha. And if you want to say that I should take them all upon myself, well, you know, listen, I've already sacrificed myself for you once. So, you know, patru ve'amru, ki ata avinu, and that's when Klal Yisrael said, you, Yitzchak, referring to Yitzchak avinu, you are our true father. You davened on our behalf. Amar lahem liyitzchak, ad shetem mekalsin li, kalsu l'kadosh baruch hu. And Yitzchak says, you're going to praise me? You should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu instead. U mechavi lehu Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Benayhu, right? And then Yitzchak will Yitzchak kind of encouraged them to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak made the Kadosh Baruch Hu look very positive in Klal Yisrael's eyes. Miad nasu eneim l'marom v'omrim atashem avinu goalinu milam shemecha. At that point, Klal Yisrael looked up to the heavens and they said, "You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, are our Father in heaven, and your name exists forever." Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, ra'ui haya Yaakovinu l'red l'mitzrayim b'shal shalot shel parzel el sheschuto garmulo. Right. Yaakov, you know, like all other galuyot, should have really gone down to Mitzrayim in chains, in metal chains, in iron chains, because that's how we always go down to galut, right? We get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael in iron chains, right? But he had the merits to not be brought down in chains. Dichtiv b'chavlei adam amshecham b'avotot ahava ve'ayelam kimerimei al Right, basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, that because of my love, you will come. I'll pull you by a rope, as opposed to pulling you down by iron chains. And I will release the yoke from upon your back. Basically, I'm not going to cause Yaakovinu to suffer the same fate of being sent into slavery and being brought down in iron chains like the other galuyot, like where we had to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rather, Yaakovinu, because of my love for him, will be brought down peacefully without having to serve anyone by rope and not by chain.